When Al Franken was sworn in, he became the only professional comedian ever to serve in the U.S. Senate. But if Franken ever decides to show up an open mic night here in Washington, he might face some serious competition from his colleague, the senior senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar.
But by 2005, I wanted a new challenge, so I decided to run for the United States Senate. I didn't know anyone in Washington. No one would return my calls. No one could say my name. And I finally decided I'm just going to call everyone I know for money. I raised $17,000 from ex-boyfriends. Now, Speaker Pelosi, I may have the record in the Senate, but I know in the House that record is held by Barney Frank.
Amy Klobuchar was elected to the Senate in 2006. Since January, she's been Minnesota's only senator, so her workload's been doubled as she awaited the outcome of the hotly contested second seat. Now, relief has arrived. Senator Klobuchar is on the line from her home in Minnesota. Senator Klobuchar, are you, you know, kicking back now, sending the real work Al Franken's way?
No, not exactly, no. Especially with this Sotomayor hearing coming up, there is a lot to do.
Now, you were actually dubbed the funniest freshman senator by the Washington Post a couple years back. But with Al Franken coming on board, one could sort of argue that you lost your title this week.
Well, but as you can see from the last week, Al is really focusing on his work, and he says that he's not going to be making a lot of jokes. So this just gives me a big opening.
It almost seems as if he's made a point of not being funny during these past 6 months. He's sort of been doing that to prove that he's a serious politician. Meanwhile, you've been sort of doing the Borscht Belt circuit here in Washington. I want to play a clip from a speech you gave in February at the Washington Press Club.
When I got here, I made all kinds of committee requests, appropriations, finance, commerce, foreign relations, and somehow Harry Reid decided to put me on the subcommittee on oceans. I am from Minnesota, and I was placed on the subcommittee on oceans. It's like being from Illinois, Rahm Emanuel, and being placed on ethics. Okay.
Are you still on that subcommittee?
No, I actually extricated myself from that subcommittee. But, you know, the best part about it is I finally found out why Harry Reid put me on that subcommittee.
Which is?
Because I can see Lake Superior from my porch. So anyway, but I will say this, Al Franken still has a good sense of humor. He's just, you know, he's focusing on the serious issues, but every so often he has some fun words, let me tell you.
And now it turns out both of you are on the Judiciary Committee, and in fact, you will both be front and center this coming week when Sonia Sotomayor comes before your committee for her confirmation hearings. I'm assuming that neither you nor Senator Franken will be joking around too much.
Well, no, and this is really a big deal to have a new Supreme Court justice. It's President Obama's first nominee, and for me it's very important because this is only the third woman nominee to come before the Judiciary Committee. And a fascinating story in the New York Times about Justice Ginsburg, where she talks about, you know, what it's like to be the only woman on the court, and to think of her going to the president's State of the Union 3 weeks after having pancreas surgery and doing that in part because she wants to show there is a woman on the court. It's a big burden, and I think it is wonderful that we have another woman nominated.
Senator Klobuchar, your new colleague, co-senator from Minnesota, Al Franken, actually played a senator in a skit on Saturday Night Live in the 1990s where he was questioning an actor playing Clarence Thomas. Have you sort of coached him at all on how to do this for real?
Well, I have told him it's good to talk to people to get ideas for questions. I know he's been meeting with some lawyers about ideas since he's not a lawyer. And he is going to be on there, in his own words, he says, as the people's proxy to be a non-lawyer on the Judiciary Committee and ask some questions that will focus on what matter to real people. So I'm looking forward to hearing his questions. But no, I haven't given him his lines.
And sadly, no jokes.
No joke.
Senator Amy Klobuchar is the senior senator from Minnesota. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Well, it was great to be on. Thank you.